We do love our classics here at 4CA. Murray in the Breakfast Show, thanks to Fair Dinkum Sheds Cairns. And a bit of Brian Adams there, the Canadian. I think the Canadian idea of a summer may be a little bit different to the summers we have here in Australia. Summer's just around the corner, and of course, with the coronavirus, a lot of people are actually getting involved. Talking to some of the local sporting groups across the region in the last couple of months, they've just had such a spike in membership, which is such a positive thing for the community, a positive thing for the clubs as well. And look, you know, I'm always banging on about boating. It's one of the things that I love doing. But National Boating Week this week, and I actually kicked it off in pretty fine style on Saturday after having a wonderful day out on the beach. But, you know, I've got friends, I've got neighbours that are just getting into the game, and sometimes it can be a bit tough. A fantastic new resource that's actually been put together by the Boating Industry Association, and it really is a wonderful, wonderful type of, I guess, reference for people that are keen to get into the game and, of course, do it safely, look after their family. Neil Pratchett is the Boating Industry Association General Manager, Policy and Advocacy. He joins me this morning. Neil, great to talk to you this morning. And look, you know, I just love talking about boating, but I just love this new website.
Oh, look, yeah, it was launched at the beginning of National Boating Week. And I have to say, you know, I do envy you up there. Mind you, I'm on the Sunshine Coast.
Okay, you're doing all right then.
But Cairns, I mean, you know, collectively Australia's got some of the best waterways in the world. And it really boils down to, you know, being able to get out there and enjoy those outdoors with your family and friends. And you know what? What better way to do it than out in a boat? But, you know, the Cairns area, it doesn't matter whether you're on the water, in it, under it, because diving is very strong up there,
sure.
or simply beside it, it's actually proven to be good for you, for your health, both physically and mentally. And it's got a name these days. It's called Blue Mind. So it's actually measurable. The science is in. And so getting out in the water or under it or in it is actually literally good for you.
And look, you know, I was out at Palm Cove, I think that was actually on Sunday, but seeing outriggers, seeing game fishing boats, seeing sailing boats of all description, including large cruisers, so many people fishing, you know, boating. I believe about 1 in 5 Australians have access to a boat or watercraft, and of course that often means friends, family, the whole lot. I guess it really is just an essential thing of the Australian lifestyle in so many ways, Neil.
Well, yeah, look, you're spot on. It's part of it's a way of life for so many people in Australia. And you're right. In total, across the country, we estimate about 5 million people get out in the boat every year. And, you know, in Cairns, because that's kind of your backyard, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, my friends over at Maritime Safety Queensland were kind enough to give me some data the other day, and I just dug into it. Cairns has 10,456 registered vessels, right? And And between Mackay and Cairns, there's 44,000 in total, right, in that area. So Cairns is what you might call a bump, like it's a zone where boating numbers are a definite increase, a big number there. But the really fascinating thing is, and you're right, it's the variety of boats. Out of all of those, the most significant type in your area, and it's repeated across the country, and literally by a country mile, open runabouts, the Humble Tinny.
Yep.
And their boats are around about 3 to 4.5 metres. And in Cairns, more than half the total registered vessels are boaters.
Yep.
The Humble Tinny. And what a good thing, because they're relatively inexpensive, easy to maintain, and you can get out there and do a whole bunch of stuff with your family or friends, including to go fishing. But Murray, you're talking about the Discover Boating website that the industry put together. And thanks for asking about that, because what the point of that website is to enable people who are thinking about getting out on the water but don't quite know how, they've been thinking about it for a while, they're on the edge. What the website does is give you a bunch of information that is a teaser and shows you and guides you how to get into boating, and it doesn't matter whether it's on a paddleboard, you know, from paddling through sailing. It could be windsurfing or like the famous big regattas that happen up in North Queensland in ocean racing boats.
Sure.
Through to a power boat. So it gives you a pathway to find out what kind of fits your lifestyle, what sort of boat would be the best suited to you, and how to go about obtaining that boat or watercraft, whatever it might be, so you can get out there and enjoy those waterways.
And also the safety aspects as well. You know, there's this, you know, I had an incident just a few weeks ago. It was quite sad off Cairns, actually, where somebody had actually turned over a catamaran and they couldn't ride it. And they left the boat and tried to swim to shore. They didn't make it. So there's just so many tricks when it comes to, especially if you've got friends and family on board, that, you know, when it comes to safety. So I should imagine, you know, the Boating Industry Association, in particular this Discover Boating website, focusing on safety to make sure that, you know, if so many people are going to partake in it, we've got to do it safely, Neil.
Well, absolutely. And we say, and it's absolutely right, a great day in the water is a safe day. And safety is a very much a fundamental part of what the industry is all about. We're not just about, you know, pushing, you know, trying to secure jobs and career pathways for our apprentices as shipwrights and boat builders and sailmakers and all the rest of it. It's also about making sure that people go about it safely. And the website has a range of how-tos, how to be safe on the water. There's a what's called boat TV section, which is literally an enormous number of video content pieces that give you a description of how to do various things, from mooring your boat or anchoring it to launching and caring for it and being safe on the water. And, you know, the point you made there about an incident the other day, it really, some of the fundamental stuff about being safe in the water is making sure your boat's suitable, check the weather, make sure you've got all the right safety gear, the required safety gear, then it's all good to go, because some of that stuff has expiry dates, right? Like fire extinguishers and the EPIRBs, which are the satellite distress beacons and so on. And make sure the conditions that you're choosing to go out in and the location matches your ability and your boat. Because so many people, I mean, boating is a safe activity, right?
Sure.
Relatively safe. But accidents can and do happen. And it really is about matching your ability of you yourself and your boat to where you want to go.
You try and tell that to my 17-year-old, but no, thankfully he's got good skills, just sometimes that bit of maturity as well. And look, you know, Neil, I could talk about boats all day, but I know the boss will probably come on and say, Murray, it's time to play a song. But look, it's been great to talk to you. And I think the important thing, we've covered so much important stuff, and especially during National Boating Week, it's a great time to do it. But check out Discover Boating. It's all one word, discoverboating.com.au. A fantastic resource. And Neil, just hearing the passion in your voice, it's been really good to talk to you this morning.
Oh, look, thank you for your interest, and I wish everybody up in North Queensland a safe and enjoyable time in the water for National Boating Week.
Good to it. Great to talk to you, and you've got to come and see us, and I'll take you out on my boat sometime. He's Neil Patchett. He's the Boating Industry Association General Manager, Policy and Advocacy, but we're talking about discoverboating.com.au. Neil, have a wonderful day, and hopefully you get wet at some stage. Cheers.
Cheers, bye. Each